Now, as we come here to the 17th chapter, and from chapter 17 through 21, we have here the philosophy of history that we mentioned at the very beginning. We've seen it illustrated in this book in the hoop of history that rolls down through time. And it started off with the nation Israel in the place of blessing. Then they began a departure from God. We put that in a chart in our notes on Judges, and we hope that you have those. And the nation is serving God. Then they did evil. They forsook God. They followed their own way. They were sold into slavery. And in their slavery and servitude, they cried out to God. Then they turned to God and repented. And God raised up judges, delivered them. Then they came back to the place of blessing of a nation serving God. And, here they go again. And they began to do evil and turn from God. Now, that gives us this philosophy of history that every nation that goes down in this order. There is first religious apostasy. Second, there is moral awfulness. And third, there's political anarchy. It begins in the temple, then the home, then the state. That's the way a nation goes down. Now, in chapter 17 and 18, we see religious apostasy, the temple. And this is quite interesting, and I'm going to more or less tell the story through here, and I urge you to read it for your own benefit. But we do need to conserve some time as we go along, and this is a good place to do it, and we can make the point here that the writer has in mind. Now, we read in verse 1 of chapter 17 of Judges, "And there was a man of Mount Ephraim, whose name was Micah, and he said unto his mother, 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursest and speakest of also in mine ears, behold, the silver's with me. I took it, and his mother said, Blessed be thou of the Lord my son." Now, here is an example of a spoiled brat. Micah is a son of a mother that has spoiled him. He's mama's boy. And when he saw that she was saving up this money, why, he decided to steal it. And then he took it, and it must have bothered him. Then he told her what he had done. Instead of her turning him across her knee and applying the Board of Education to the seat of knowledge, well, she congratulated him. She said, "Blessed be thou the Lord, my son." And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother, his mother said, "Now notice, they've gone off into idolatry. I had wholly dedicated the silver unto the Lord from my hand for my son to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it unto thee." And then she turns around and gives it to him to make an image, and she said she dedicated it unto the Lord. You know, there are a lot of Christians today that are just that inconsistent. She said, "I'm dedicating it to the Lord, but we're making an idol, using it for that." And I find a great many Christians, I've been rather amused at some of these youth groups. You know, they take up an offering, and they say it's for the Lord, and then they use most of it for the social on Friday night that they all can enjoy. Dedicated to the Lord, but actually dedicated to the god of pleasure, to hedonism, if you please, not to God at all. And that's what you have here. Now, what happened was this man Micah, with that money, was apparently able to not only make one molten image, but we're told in verse 5, "And the man Micah had a house of gods," that is, of images, "and made an ephod and teraphim and consecrated one of his sons who became his priest." Now notice, in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Now this is the place they've come to, and that'll be repeated several times. In fact, the last verse of this book, "Every man does that which is right in his own eyes."